Good morning, class. Today we have Professor Wilson here to tell us something about free trade.
Well, free trade means no tariffs and no quotas between countries that trade goods with one another. But it's not only a free flow of goods, it also means the free flow of services between nations. It's a system that allows people to buy and sell whatever they desire with whomever they desire. Advocates argue that total free trade will result in a net gain in wealth for both trading partners. Some of the characteristics of free trade are, let me list them for you. First, the absence of tariffs, which are taxes on imported goods and services. Second is the absence of quotas and other trade barriers. Third, the free flow of labor between two trading partners. Fourth, the free flow of capital between the two trading partners. And fifth is the absence of subsidies and regulations on locally produced goods and services that give businesses in the home country an advantage over those of a foreign country. Now, having said all this, keep in mind that free trade is a relatively loose term that means different things to different people. For instance, it can be any combination of these characteristics I just mentioned to you, and, typically, it's never completely 100% free. When you have a free trade agreement between two countries, there are usually some protective policies in place. Protectionism, on the other hand, means government restraint on trade between two nations. Protective trade or protective tariffs are a nation's efforts to prevent its own people from trading. Such protective measures include tariffs on imported goods and services, restrictive quotas on imported goods and services, government regulations which discourage imports, anti-dumping laws, and subsidies for local producers. There are a number of advantages to free trade. Perhaps the most important advantage of free trade is that it lowers the costs of goods and services. This is possible for a number of reasons. For example, production can take place in nations where labor and other operating costs are lower. Despite its apparent advantages, there are a number of critics of free trade. Many people prefer protectionism. And, as I mentioned a moment ago, in the real world, even when we have free trade or a free trade agreement, there's still some protectionism. Protectionists feel it's better for local consumers to pay higher prices and thereby maintain quality jobs. So protectionism protects businesses, jobs, and wages, but it also means higher prices.
Question 16. Why do some people approve of total free trade? Question 17. Why does a nation impose protective tariffs? Question 18. What could be the most important advantage of free trade? Question 19. What's the benefit of protectionism?